to explain it to him like it's not me that did it, it's just my chamor got wild and started to go. Omalei, so Levi told his Rebbe, he asked him the shiloh, chamor sha'asot kivroyim kugoyin zeh, if somebody has a bad donkey, like this one right here that I'm riding on, does listen to me, ma'al lotzit refrumbi v'shabbos, and you let it go out with a refrumbi on Shabbos? That was the shiloh. So he meant to tell him, Satrashi, the Yisus, the idea is plain as Kavanti. He wanted to tell his Rebbe, I didn't have Kavanah to go in front, just my Chamar went in front. But from the Yisrashi, me ever to Rossi is Seir Lagabei Eloi. Has a call too much of a Shmira not. Has a regular Chamar does need a Frumbia. A regular Chamar, it's only Lubdikim, but Frumbia. Lubdikim means a special type of a Chamar. That's the stronger Chamar. They need a Frumbia. But a regular Chamar does need such a strong one. It could only go, it could only could use an officer alone. Here the shalu is my chamor, that's very wild. Can he go out with a frumbi or not? Or Malay, he answered back, Hochi yomer ovuch mishmedi shmuel, halakha kechananya. That's not megei yisharlo. Because anyway, even on its side, it's called in a tira yisertom, it's more than you need. We pass like chananya, say that's mutter anyway. That was the maisa, another maisa, that we pass like chananya. That going out with a stronger shmira is also mutter. But Tayy says on top, we pass like this, pirish rach, Dalocha k'rav. Finessa we pass like rav. The yama bein lanoi bein lishmer osir. If you're doing something to watch, it's osir. The misham yabayev rav ravina. Nevi basroi alibay. We'll answer. We'll see later. See about the later ones. Passing it's osir. The meister it's osir. Yehukach says Yehukach emar rav purus the chol neterusi yisera to anything that's too much of a shmira osir. Going pora be after, but the whole noy behem also lotzis. Anything just time to make it look nice, also it's awesome. Only let it make your dog go out with something you need for a shmira. But if you have something now too much of a shmira, more than you need, since it's not urche bekach, it's not like bottle to the dog. It's not a chelik of it because it's too much. Therefore, it's also to let him walk out with it on Shabbos. By the maratono devei menasya, eight. If you have this goat, shechokak lo ben kaneh, it has horns. And you like scratched out main indentions in the horn. Is Yoitza B'Yavse B'Shabbos. Then you let it walk out with an afser. An afser is this rope you tie around it. So Rashi, Yoitza B'Yavse. Im Tochva B'Chakikas Keren. If you tied the ropes onto the indentions in the keren, in the horn. Avo B'Kshir B'Yalma. If you didn't make indentions, you didn't make cracks like in the horn. You just stop tying the string around the horn, loy. You're not allowed to let the A's walk out with it. Why? Dilma shalfam resha. We're afraid it'll fall off the head. Meteich shereisha dak, since the head is very small. Vima natekis, and it's pulling. Lakan lakan, it moves its head a lot. Kishemashkinaisu, when you move the goat, it moves its head a lot, and the string will fall off very easily. What's the gzeira then? The yosel asuya arbamis b'shusar rabim. And we're afraid then you come to carry the string with you, dal damis b'shusar rabim. Therefore, you're not allowed to stam tie it on. But only if you have cracks in the carrot, in the horn, then you could tie it up very well. Then we're not afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos. Then you can go out with it. Now, boy, Rabbi Yosef, tochav lo bezikno mau. You tied it on to the goat's beard. Everybody knows the goat has a beard. So not that you tie it on to the head or onto the horns. There we know will fall off. Mashenkin, you tie it onto the beard. Mal, is it mutter or not? Kivon di menatik lo koyiv lo lo yaslan tuche. What's the tzad? Maybe the string will fall off the chamor because since the goat, when you move it, it moves its head a lot back and forth, so it'll fall off. But here, if it moves its beard, it's pulling its beard. It hurts him. If you pull somebody's beard, you hurt the guy. So mele the a's won't move its beard, won't move its head around so much. He doesn't want to hurt himself. Therefore, we're not afraid to fall off. Oy dilma zimn in the rafi v'nofel v'yosla suya still is not exerim. Even though you tie it onto his beard, and the a's won't move his beard so much, but since it's not a good grip on the beard, it's possible to fall off. And we still have the exerim. Maybe you come to carry it. B'shus rabim dal dams. B'shus rabim take but more about take of this mutu not as a take. Rashi matekes, Rashi matekes, but kafetzes on the beyond it moves back and forth of reichem yodei. It wants to run away from you. Koyev lo hazokin. The beard hurts when you pull it. Shenitla shasar umakivoy. If it pulls its beard, the hairs will come out and it hurts him. So here the more wise by take. Tanan hosam we learned the vaitam. Tanan hosam v'loy beritzua sheben kanehil. Rashi tanan hosam a safe pirkin v'loy poro. A poro. a cow can't go out ritzua sheben kaner. If you have strings, ritzua, strings around ben kaner between its horns, it's osur. Omale Reb Yirmiyah bar Abba, pligi bo Rabu Shmuel. So machlokes Rabu Shmuel, what's the pshat? Chadoma bein lenoi bein leshamer osur. Whether you're putting the string there, stam to make the parah look nice, or whether you're doing it leshama, you want to watch it, you want to tie it down that way, both places it's also. Trash lenoi, shet soivo, you have nice colorful string there. For kalei lenoi, you make braids in the parah, in the ox, and in the cow, ben kaner, between its kaner, it's also was kim and clear. Mekeren lekeren, v'yeno eichzel bo. You don't want to hold it there, some you want to make the parah look nice, that's also. You're tying the string between its horns to grab a hold of the para. One says both of them is awesome. So drashi, why awesome? The para nintera b'loyachiza. A para you could watch without holding on to it. A para doesn't run away. Elamalich alafanav, I be you in front of it, it follows you nicely, a cow. Hook sovereign, he holds, anatirosa, yeserta masahu. That's what Rabbeinu Tam Paskins, like this route. This is, this. It says it's also lishmer here because the old, since it's a more of a shmirah than you need, even though you're doing it for the purpose of watching it, but since you don't need such a shmirah, it's also. The chadomar linoi also. No, it's only also linoi. Only if you're doing it, make the parah look nice. And since it's not a derech to make the parah look nice this way, it's called a masli. Of lishma muta. We put it there to watch it. It's muta, so drash lishma muter, kisavan atirusi yaseret alav masayu. And that's this machlekes Rabban Shmuel. If you're putting more of a shmira than you need, one holds it's muter and one holds it's osa. Omer Rab Yosef, tistayim de Shmuel u diyomel noy osa lishma muter. I bring your raya, Shmuel is the one that says it's muter for shmira. Even though you don't need the shmira, but since it's gefort, it's there for shmira, it's muter. That's Shmuel svaru. That this will come out that Rav is the one that said it's Osar, and we know in Machlekes by Yisurim, Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Rav. That's why Rabbeinu Tam paskins like Rav. The Yom Rafune Bar Chia, Omar Shmuel, Halacha Chananya, we had before. Shmuel is the one that paskin like Chananya. So in Abiyah, you're doing it l'shem to watch the Parah, it's Mutter. Even though it's more of a Shmuel than you need, so it's Mutter. Omar Layabaya, Ada Rabba, I bring you my Pumfa Kert. Shmuel is the one that says, no matter what you put in the string between the parah's keren, it's osur. The Yomer Rabbi Yudom Hashmuel, Machlif Lufnei Rebbe, before the Shal, they asked the Shal in front of Rebbe, what about you changed around the Mishnah, you put the Afsir on the Nake, and you put the Chaitim on the Gomel, Shalzu Bezu Mao, and he answered back, Omel Lufon of Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi, Kach Omer Abba, the answer was that this, that's osur. Because Abba learned, Dalad behemoth, four behemoths, Badavka, only four behemoths, Yaitse b'yasser, to go out with a cheaper, a lesser type of a shmira. Hasus, haperid, v'hagomel, v'hachamor. Is lav lamute, gomel b'chaitim. That a camel could only go out with an afser. That's a smaller shmira. Mashenkin, he can't let a camel go out b'chaitim. That's with a bigger shmira. That's with a metal ring around its nose. So you see, the answer was, that's also. So Chura, this maladus pshat, where Shmuel holds that it's also a shmir yiserta. So the Gemara, sami hai mak mihai, and echnami, take away this one, don't be gurus this last brisam, but learn the first learning, where Shmuel said it's muta. For the Gemara, my chazis, the nismas ha, mak mihai, meche tasty, which one is right, which one is wrong? There's a steer here in Shmuel. One place Shmuel said it's muter, a shmiri yiserta is muter, and the second is mashma that holds it's also. So mehecha teis, which one's right, which one's wrong? And the Gemara samihil makmihai yidiashchon Shmuel who the yomel noy also shom muter. So Gemara, the reason like this that Rav Chiya bar Rashi Omar Rav bein le noy bein le shamer also. Since we have a ferish Rav that says claw, it's also even lishmor. So the kitzel before it was machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So it has to be Shmuel the one that's matter. So since here Rav says claw, it's also nitiri yaserto. It's a raya pshat before with Shmuel. So Melo Shmuel holds it's mutter. I have a limud of brice that's mashma that it's also. We don't learn that one. That's not the equal limud. The equal limud is that Shmuel holds it's mutter. Since we have a beferish Rav that holds that it's also. Right of Rav Chiya Baravin Omar Shmuel Lenoi Osir Lishame Mutter. It's often here that Rav holds his Osir and Shmuel holds his Mutter. So therefore, Klor Shmuel is the one that's matter it. So therefore, that's the ikkar. Limud Shmuel holds mutter. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, we take a paskin like Rav, because Allah is by Yisurim, Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Rav. Meisvei, koshra ba leho b'maisera ksheira. Trashi le paraduma. Talking about a paraduma now. If you tied up the paraduma ba'aliyah or b'maisera trashi afsa, what? Kosher Baleh, yeah. He's the owner of it, right? Kosher Baleh b'maseira. He's the owner of the paraduma. Tied it up in Maseira with an afsar, with the type of a rein he put around the paraduma. It's ksheira. The paraduma is still mutter. It doesn't become possible. We'll soon see now. These sakudai tich masli yoi, as we can say, this is called a masli. As we had before, what a para does not need any shmira. There's no need to tie strings around the para. You can watch it by itself. So here he tied the Maseira around the para. So if you're going to say now what, a shmiri yisayros, it's called a masli, so the paraduma should become possible. You can't use this para for paraduma. Because the posik says, asheloi olo oleh oil. If you don't use a paraduma that no work was done with it yet, you didn't even put the rain on top of the para. But if you put something on top of the para and it's carrying it now, it did some work with it, just carrying it, you pass on the paraduma. So bishtaim, if the shmira is called a shmira, it's not called a masli. That's called like bottle to the para, it's mutum. But like Rav that says the para does need a shmira. So a shmira yisterto is called an issa masli, so if a paraduma should also be like possum. It allows that you put something on top of the paraduma. Amrachmona. The Torah says that's also. Amrachmona. The Torah says, b'malicha meyil yir. So Rashi, v'stam para, poinu l'mokam, merabit shalom. V'sarach l'oysa, k'shamalicha meyir acheris. Hey, when you're walking with the para to a different city, a long road, then on the way, it'll turn one way or the other way, then you need a shmira. See, everybody's masking allowed to put a nafsa around the para. That's not called the shmira yisera. Elurchi, that's the orich of it. So therefore, here that it says if the baila put the afsar on the para, we're talking about a kimta where the baila was taking this para to another city. Then you need a shmira to tie something around it. That's why it's still ksheira. Benachtam, if you're not going to another city, just the baila mastam using its para and going to the place to work and place back, it'll bli basar. Rabo ama shani para, the domea yikorim. That since the para is so chashiv, is worth so much, such Rashi, oboyna tirusi aserta. Therefore, since it's so valuable, the paraduma, the Bible might have to take good care of it. It's a derech to put a strap around the paraduma to watch it. Mishanolda, as soon as it's born, you do something special to it. See, even though regular para doesn't need the shmira, but since the paraduma is so valuable, the Bible likes it to watch it this way. Therefore, it's not called a masli, it's called a good shmira. Revinu ama beredis. We're talking about a special type of a para that's a wild para. It's smurred, it runs away from the bailam. So such a para, it's a derech to put a watch, to put a string around it, therefore it's mutter. Right. Hatsus Bashir. The Mishnah says around the horse, you're allowed to put the string around the horse, the leash. So more, my yoitzin umay nimshochim. What's the two dinim in the Mishnah? You're allowed to yoitzin the sus to go out with its leash on it, and who are the nimshochim, you could drag it with it. Omar Rav Huna, oy yoitzim kruchim, oy nimshochim. Hey, the string itself could either be nimshochim, means it's a long string, or else it could be wrapped around the neck of the sus. Well, then you have a dog. You have a long leash, you're allowed to wrap around the leash around the neck of the dog, and that's mutter for the dog to go out. And don't say, since it's wrapped around, it's like a matzui, no, it's still mutter. Trashi, yoitzim kruchim. Horatsuya the leash soviv tzavoron around its neck. V'yafal pi she'enoi oichso. You don't grab it that way. Avalav masli, it's still not called a masli. L'noi nam yuchayahu. Even sometimes they do it to make it look nice, so it's a derech pekach. If it's a derech pekach, it's mutter. Nimshochem min shemoishchav ritzua kvuyi v'tabas ashir. No, nimshochem means it's dragging along. That's the way you pull the animal. So that's one shot. Amr Afuna, what? Oy yoitzim kruchim, oy nimshochim. Either one is good. Ushmul amano. Yoitzim nimshochim, v'yein yoitzim kruchim. You can only walk out with the leash if the leash is stretched out. Now that's the derech you walk out with it, you hold on to it. But if the leash is wrapped around the neck, that's also, that's called a masli. Rashi, Yetzim Nimshachim Netirasa Yurchu. That's the derek to watch it with the leash. V'yein Yetzim Kruchim Lenoi Lavurchu. If you did it wrapped around the neck, you're not using it to grab a hold of it. That's not the way you use a leash. Elamai, you're doing it to wrap it around to make it look nice. He knows that's not called an urche. It's not an urche for these animals to have it wrapped around. Therefore, it's called a masri. But Mastisim taught on the brayta we learned. Yetzim Kruchim Limoshech. You're allowed to have it wrapped around if you have kavanah to be moshech it that way. So Rashi kruchim berevach. It's wrapped around but not tight. Sheyochol hachnis yodoy. You could grab a hold of the animal that way. Bein akrachi. Put your hands between the leash still. Tzavor. Or yeniach mat min achevol. Sheimboyes neroyech imayim yechzenu. That's mutter. And he's also asking, if you have it tight wrapped around, it has no purpose then to grab it. It's only to make it look nice. That's usur. If you have it wrapped around loose, since that way you can still grab it, it's still called the shmiritz mutter. Omer Rav Yosef, chazin alhu li'igle devei Rav Huna. He saw the eagle with small calves of Rav Huna. Yotzim v'yafsrein was going out with a chain around it. Kruchim b'shabbos. Even though it was not stuck all tied all around the neck, still he held it was mutter. He asked the Rav Dimi Omer Rav Chanina, Muloi shel beis Rebbe. The mules of beis Rebbe. Yotzim v'yafsrein b'shabbos. They also went out with the reins on Shabbos. Iboilu do kruchim on nimshachim. Were they bedafkin nimshachim only stretched out? Or else there was even mutter to do kruchim if they're tied around the neck? Shall our shal is a mutter or not? Toshema. Chiyosu Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Om Rav Chanino. Mulo yisho beis Rebbe. Yoitzim biyafsareim kruchim b'Shabbos. It is also matter to have the leash tied around the neck. It's not stretched out. Even tied around is also mutter. Amru Rav Bonin came with the Rabbaster. Bonin told him in front of Rabbasi, Ho the Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So he answered back, Letzricho mi the Rav Dimi nafka. I don't have to hear it from him. I know it from Rav Dimi. The sakadait of the Rav Dimi. Nimshachim koma, because if Rav Dimi before the one that says the Yotzim, the Yafsareim, means only when the leash is stretched out, koma, mi the Rav Yehuda mashmul nafka. Hey, what was Rav Dimi's whole chiddush? Stam that they queer Asr, now we know from Yehuda mashmul. Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Machlifin Hoy Lefnei Rebbe, Shelzil Bezumau, they asked the Shail in front of Rebbe if it changed around the reins as a mutter or not. Omelofon, they answered back to Bishmog Rav Yosin, Kach Om Rabba, this is what my father learned, Arba Behemoth, four different Behemoth, Yosin Beyafsin. So there are four Behemoth, that this is the Shmirah for it, you're allowed to let it go out on Shabbos. Hasus, a horse, Beyapera, the mule, V'yahagomel, the camel, V'yahchamor, the donkey. So it says, Klor, a pera, the mule, is allowed to go out with an afsir. So if Rav Dimi is talking about an afsir, that's regular, Nimshachim, stretched out, Pshitu is mutter. Why do we need him to tell him that's mutter to go out? And Lamai is telling us a chiddush, even though the leash is wrapped around Koruch, around the neck, that's also mutter. Om the Ravasi, it's Rechlo, no, I need it. Hitaka said this in front of him, that a mule is allowed to go out with an afsir with a chain around its neck. They were makablet. Hey, they held that's not the shmira for it. And even with a regular afsir, with a regular leash, also it's awesome. Kamashman under Rav Dimi. Kamashman Rav Dimi know that they were makablet. That's mutter for the mule to go out with its leash. But how? Does it have to be Nimshachim, Nafka stretched out, or even could it be Korach wrapped around? Maybe there's no Shaila. Marvi, the Rav Dimi Havamina, Hanamil Nimshachim. From Rav Dimi alone, we all know it's Mutas Nimshachim, if it's stretched out. Avo Kruchim Loi, but if you tie it around the neck, maybe I think it's also Kamashmon, the Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda. That's why I need both memories. That Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda says claw, even though the leash is wrapped around the neck, still it's Mutas to go out. That's also called Urche Bachi, and it's Mutas to go out like that. Umeisen aleihem v'toivlen b'mkoyma. This is a leash. I'm all you have a leash around it, around the kelev, a dog, or a horse. So the leash could be makabel tumah, and it says if it's touched the mace, it has tumas mace. So you have to have the tire has to be. You have to have azoy. You have to spritch on it from the mechatis. So even while the leash is still around the neck of the animal, still you can make the azoy. That's the end of the Mishnah. Umeisen aleihem v'toivlen b'mkoyma. You can manage put the dog inside the mikvah the way the leash around the neck, and as long as the whole leash is inside the mikvah, it's toivel, it's tor. You don't have to take it off the neck of the animal. So the moral of the meimra, divnei kibulei tumaninu. But you see that leash, something that's around the tabat, that's around the neck of the dog, could be mekabotum. It's called a kli. For the more we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, tabat adam tmeya. A tabat, the ring that's used for a person, for a man, that's called a kli. That's mekabotum. Mashen kein v'tabat behema. A tabat, the ring that's used for an animal, the kalim, or the kalim of an animal, v'shar kol ha'tabois, teres, and all other